This is the Smithport Podcast, covering news and events around the borough. On June 25th, the Hamlin Memorial Library held a groundbreaking ceremony to officially kick off construction of an expansion wing that will double the size of the current building. After a welcome message and brief history at the library from Debbie Babcox, Mary Palmer officiated the rest of the ceremony and introduced the many guests and speakers attending the event.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out. This is just a wonderful turnout. I'd like to recognize so many of the people that have come today. I see Judy Church and Joe DeMott and Al Pinge, our King County Commissioners. Thank you very much for coming out. From Senator Joseph Scarnati's office, we have with us today Mr. Larry Persing. Larry?
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hey, you know, it's a great day to pick strawberries, play baseball, or have a ribbon cutting ceremony for the library addition here in Smithport. What a great time. On behalf of your state Senator Joe Scarnati, I'm honored to be here today. But to all those who were involved in getting this big project done for such a small town and a great town. I remember back just a couple years ago when the Hubs put Smithport on the map with the great football teams. And so kudos to them. And kudos to all those who did a great job in planning, great job in getting the money wherever it all came from. I know some came from Joe, but I know it came from many other areas. And those who organized this today, I thank you very much. And Joe, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here and say this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mr. Greg Roundsville, our Borough Council President.
On behalf of Borough Council, let me say that we are very happy to see the beginning of the Borough expansion. The library is vital to Smithport and the surrounding townships. Growth ensures the future of our communities, and we're very proud to support the library in this endeavor. I had a very good speech writer.
Well done.
I try. I'm sorry. You're much better than
well
I am.
And our Smithport Mayor, Mr. Ross Porter.
Well, this is truly a joyous moment for Smithport. It's a big day. As we are here to celebrate and the commencement of this construction project for this new piece of Smithport infrastructure. And on behalf of the Borough of Smithport, I want to commend and congratulate the Hamlin Memorial Library Board of Directors for your bold leadership, your vision for the future of our community, and for making this project happen. I also want to thank the Hamlin Deagle family, WTW Architects, Senator Scarnati's office, Representative Pazer's office, and all the patrons of this project that have made donations to this and making it happen. So again, I congratulate the board for their wisdom and vision for our future. Thank you.
Thank you. And we couldn't do this without the Hamlin Bank, and representing the Hamlin Bank and the Deagle family, Mr. Martin Deagle.
Congratulations to the Library Board on all their hard work, and we look forward to continuing and to help you and sponsoring your great service for town.
Thank you. We need that. Now, there's a little bit here that's very, very kin to our hearts. Long time ago, there was a wonderful, wonderful woman who used to use our library an awful lot, volunteered here, and you heard Deb say that we were temporarily in the old town and country. Well, this lady was the town and country. She also happened to be the mother of our WTW architect, Brian Roby. And Brian and Bud are two designers. We needed them, that's for sure. Brian Roby, Governor Atkinson. Yeah, this is our general contractor.
We went through, I want to thank the board for working through this project. The project was over budget quite a bit, and we worked through things and got things put together so this could happen, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, we thank you.
And we look forward to working with the community.
Big time. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like this really nice town. I've been up here quite a bit. I really like the people here.
Thank you.
So I look forward to working with everything.
That sounds good. You know, sometimes you have the cornerstone. Sometimes you do the building blocks, you know, the time capsules. Well, we have with us our time capsule. And we have in our midst, and she will be one of our dirt turners, Miss Harriet Rockefeller. Who has been with this library since, I can't even tell you when. Remind me, Harriet.
Ever since I retired.
Well,
30-something.
Over 30 years of volunteering here. And yes, and she's worked with the first and second librarians that started the public library system within Smethport. So without Harriet, we really wouldn't have been sailing a smooth ship on the waves. But the waves of hard times, Miss Harriet Rockefeller.
Have a nice day, Smethport.